Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Merriweather Beach. Start of season 6 of the Beach Business Breakfast Podcast Show. A lot of people never thought we'd make it past season 1, but we did, didn't we, Jeremy?
Uh-huh.
It's fantastic. So we've got Paul with us kicking off season 1. How are you, Paul?
Good. I'm very good. How are you?
Very, very good. So just a thing, since we announced we've been signed for season 6, we've been inundated with cards, and this is one of them. Thank you card from our fans around the globe. There are people that watch this show other than just me and Jeremy and our respective spouses. So yeah, this was actually from the cast of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, saying congratulations on reaching season 6. You're still 8 seasons behind us, but keep at it. So that's pretty nice. Good on them. So that's cool. I never watched the show, but I might now. So
yeah.
Anyway, Paul, so welcome to Merriweather Beach.
Thank you.
You're good. So when I stop talking, will probably notice you've got an English accent. So tell us a bit about your background.
Give us your best English accent.
Best English accent, okay. Well, it's starting to change a little bit, but yep. I'm from London.
Yep.
Fulham, if anyone's familiar with that
Fulham.
Part of town.
Yep, good.
But my mum grew up in Sydney, so I've been coming here quite often since I was a young lad.
Yep.
And yeah, then decided I wanted to give it a proper go, and my fiance got a visa, so we headed over and we did a big loop around Australia and tried out most of the major cities and some of the smaller ones, and knew we just had everything that we thought was, you know, what we wanted from living over here, and it's been fantastic. Like, people are great, you know, the beaches are great, and it's a great place to try and do business as well. Yeah. So it's got basically everything we need. So.
Yeah, just don't tell everybody, otherwise they'll all want to
come. That's it. And we're trying to keep it
keep it a secret.
Yeah, because it's like we've stumbled across it, but you don't want too many people to find out.
I would say to people in Sydney. People in Sydney, if you're looking to move, Nelson Bay is good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Foster Tuncurry's good.
Yeah. Taree needs some more people.
Taree needs more people.
So. Let's build up that.
Yeah. No, that's good. So is your mum still in the UK?
And it's funny because now she's more of a Londoner than she is, you know, coming from Australia.
Still in Fulham?
Still in Fulham. So it's just really nice there. You're kind of fairly close to the centre, but far enough out. You've got the river and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's real happy there, and she's got my dad and stuff. So
She's getting her accent. You're losing hers. Yeah, someone you'll meet in the middle.
Yeah. Excellent. Down the way, so.
Oh, that's good. That's good. And Fulham, where are they now? They used to be in the Premier League, but they've dropped out.
They've dropped down. Yeah, they lost their money man and then started to slide down.
Yeah.
So,
Craven Cottage.
Yeah,
cool. Oh, that's good. So you were in London, went to school there.
Yep.
Did you go to uni in London?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Whereabouts?
Westminster.
Oh, nice.
So yeah.
Yep.
Sounds fancy.
Sounds fancy. Doesn't it?
You got it. Yeah. Sounds really good, but it was kind of in the middle.
So. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. A lot of English things sound good, though, don't they?
That's true.
Yeah. You
that's
get
true.
There, and it's just like being at Qatar or Raymond Terrace or something.
Yeah.
It's like the historical legacy of brilliance, and imagine that it's very posh and fancy, but actually it's just the suburbs of London.
Yeah, but it's great when you come to the other side of the world.
Especially Westminster, that's where the Parliament's building is, right?
So it's like that connotation.
People know it's like a kind of brand of its own because you're hearing it all the time, I guess, in terms of just articles or whatever. So it's got an extra bit of flair to it that doesn't happen with probably, I don't know, some other suburb, maybe.
Yeah, totally,
it's
totally
agree. Great city.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful buildings. Yeah. And,
anyone who hasn't been, it's worth a try.
Yeah,
definitely.
Absolutely.
It is a good place.
So, how do you arrive in Newcastle and end up with a job or a business or what's the step?
So, my fiancée Claire got work at the uni first.
Okay.
And that's another great thing about Newcastle is the uni.
Yeah,
it's a big employer, and it's great for education, great for anyone locally who's come to the end of their high school term, as it were, and they're thinking, what am I going to do? And then they've got a great uni, and it sucks people in from all. Because I play soccer for the uni as well, and a lot of the guys who play there are from all over. And you mentioned Foster, a place like that. They think, okay, I want to further my education, and it's just a great place for people to go. And it's a good university as well. It's not just that it's
Because you're English, do people sort of think you're a better soccer player than you are? Do they assume, when you turn up, start talking English, they say, we better make this guy captain?
I don't think they make you captain, but they give you a chance,
as opposed
to someone else.
Yeah.
But that goes for other nationalities as well, Brazilians.
Assume to be a good soccer player.
Assume to be good, so they give you the time of day.
When we're in England, they naturally assumed you could drink a lot of beer if you're an Aussie.
Yeah.
And I don't drink a lot of beer, so I got on a salad company very quickly.
Yeah.
So, that was good. But, so what position do you play in the soccer team?
I play central midfield.
Oh, good. So, the spine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the slightly older, wonky spine now.
Yeah.
I'm hanging in there.
Yeah,
but, the standard's actually pretty good. So it's been good for me that there is a league system over here, and there's loads of people playing, so it's a good comp to be in. Yeah. I'm enjoying it.
That's good. Excellent. So Claire is, she's doing what now?
She is a clinical psychologist.
That's fantastic. That's good.
Yeah, excellent. She's doing good. So, yeah, and she's really loved it over here. And that, for me, that was a big thing. You know, I've been here a lot. I knew I liked it. I knew for me, living here wouldn't be an issue.
Yeah.
But for her, never having been here, that's why we travelled a lot at the start.
Yeah.
And fortunately, she really liked Australia. She liked the people. And then when she found Newcastle, she's like, we've got to try living there. And I've got family down in Wollongong, and we like it there as well. And Sydney's nice. It's just really busy now.
Yeah.
So it's just not the same as it used to be when I'd visit. And it'd be like, this is really nice. It's kind of like London, but less people, less traffic, better weather.
Now
it's getting to be very similar.
Nuisance.
Yeah. So
you're finding more, like, I know we're in the UK, the M1 was always clogged.
Yeah.
And like heading north, it'd be like 15-mile traffic jams and all this sort of stuff. And now you're hearing that more here.
Yeah.
Like last night, I was coming back from seeing clients Sunday night, and it was blocked at Central Coast.
Okay.
And some truckie.
Tolerance for error is very low. Yes, like if one person that has some accident or something breaks down or something goes wrong,
and there was 10
suddenly.
Miles.
Because there's no alternatives.
And that's it, there's no other route, so then you're just
stuck. Like a coronary artery failure or something.
So you and Claire will be getting married at the surf club, I think.
I think that's what you were saying yesterday.
Oh, wow.
I think it's a good spot. Like, you can get married on the sand, under the rotunda down there, up here if it's wet.
Cooper's on tap.
What else could you want?
Yeah.
Angry Man. Norm
will do your barbecue and your beer.
Yeah, or Liam will cook some beautiful eggs, like he does at the beach breakfast. So you finish uni, come over here. What were you doing for the first couple of years here, or did you just get straight into the business side of things?
Pretty much got straight into it. So kind of went to, you know, what I'd studied, which was websites essentially, or IT. Just kind of got into that, and was just have been working for other people doing that. I've also done a bit of teaching in Sydney as well, which I still do. But then trying to find more established work in Newcastle so I can carry on being here. And fortunately, like I say, there's loads of work here. And if you're prepared to put the effort in, it doesn't matter what you're doing, you know, people are happy to have you. And just tried to go from there. Just been fortunate that there's been bits of work that I can pick up and do. And it is a really good thing. I mean, Jez does websites, he's been doing that for a while. The company's doing really well. So that's one example of many. So
often Jeremy's company's often been voted the world's best website company.
Okay.
Yeah.
By Dave.
By me.
Oh, okay.
I'd say it's very true. Looking, like, when you talk to businesses in Newcastle, they're one of their key struggles is finding reliable, reasonably experienced, or at least enthusiastic people that are going to stick around and do a great job.
Yeah.
And whether it's air conditioning or, you know, lawyers or builders or web designers or architects, like, it's a very common, like, there is not a surplus of well-educated, enthusiastic, hardworking people wandering around looking for jobs in Newcastle.
Yeah. All the good people got jobs.
Yeah.
And so,
most of them.
And it's quite useful also having the uni as a feeder. We're quite lucky to have graduates who kind of want to stay in the area. Maybe they grew up in the Hunter Valley or whatever, but they want to, eventually maybe they want to go to Melbourne or Sydney, but they are keen to get some experience and work locally and hang around their families, especially when they're younger. So
with your company, the Drop Bear Collective, where did that name come from?
Australian.
Yeah, it is. No, it is. And it was a friend of mine who grew up in Cessnock and established himself in Newcastle. And we were just chatting about it and trying to think of ideas that were something that was a bit playful, but then so it kind of catch people's ear or their eye. But at the same time, you know, it's a company that you want to try and push forward. You want people to take it seriously. And it had a good mix of it.
Yeah.
And then it gives you, you know, things that you can do with artwork and kind of branding or that kind of thing. And it was originally Drop Bear Media, but then there's a lot of media companies out there. Yeah. So a lot of them are doing that.
And they all want to call themselves something media.
Precisely. And then it was like, well, if you do the Drop Bear Collective, then you've got scope to do other stuff as well.
Exactly, yeah.
So, you know, because I don't know how things are going to go. You know, come over here, website's a good place to go to, but obviously there's people established here doing that, and I don't want to come in and battle with people. I'd rather get on with people.
Yeah.
So if there was no room for that, then maybe you do something slightly different.
You might decide to do, I don't know, workplace training or something.
Yeah,
or,
it could be anything. Yeah. So
whatever. It can be very leveraged into all sorts of things. So.
Precisely. So they're kind of using the term collective, broaden that out. But yeah, the Drop Bear bit's just a bit of fun.
It's like a trendy name for group, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, instead of being the RSG group or something,
it's collective.
A collective. It's quite
quite, it's a bit more informal.
Funky.
Yeah, that's the thing. That right kind of balance seems to tick all the boxes. So tell us about
who are some of the people you're working for now, like, and what sort of things you're doing?
So at the moment, for my own stuff, would be teaching in Sydney for a company there called Decoded, who are doing really good stuff.
Yeah.
And then in Newcastle, doing websites for a company called Encast Digital.
Yeah.
And then myself doing the Dropware Collective, I'm doing a product which is digital business cards.
Yep.
So essentially your paper card but on your phone.
Okay.
And then you can share it via text message or email, that kind of thing. And then the recipient receives it and then it's all interactive. So they can press on the phone number, call the person, street address, bring up Google Maps, that kind of thing. So it's all integrated. Got the socials on there as well. Or you can save straight to contact or mount it on your home screen.
Okay.
So it's an idea that, you know, people have tried to do digital cards over the years, but they haven't quite taken off, so it seemed like there was a little area that I could try and see if it
What do you think is holding them back?
I think the history of it, so about roughly 10 years ago or so, it was a big thing in America, that everyone needed the same app on their phone for it to work.
Okay.
So it was real slick, two people, you know, in the video, two people meet, bump phones together.
Yeah.
And you exchange information. Fantastic.
This should work if it was on like LinkedIn or something.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. And then, but then if you meet someone you've never met before and they don't have the app, then it wouldn't work.
Yeah,
so I don't know if it really took off. You know, also network coverage wasn't as good. Not that many people had phones or smartphones anyway. Whereas now it feels like with 3G and 4G coverage, everybody has a smartphone.
Yeah.
It's kind of come around full circle, and now it feels like it's ready for people to kind of take it on.
Yeah.
But it is still an adoption thing.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the main challenge, is that adoption challenge, because people are so used to paper cards or using other methods.
Yeah.
But, you know, when they see them and they give them a go, a lot of, pretty much everybody so far has said, oh, that's a really good idea, and they're interested, you know?
Yeah.
But it is the way it's going to go. Whether it's what I'm doing or what someone else does, it's going to go that way, because you've got to think of stuff, not just the cost of getting them printed, it's the environmental cost of the paper and the ink and then the paper going into landfill. It just seems strange that we're still using bits of paper to transfer information.
Yeah, it seems like the paper office is going to be like 20,
and it maybe helps
20 years in the making, isn't it?
Avoid sort of maybe trivial problems like stuffing so much onto a piece of paper, like a card, that you can't even tell what it's on about. Like, it's difficult to make a business card kind of look good and still include a decent amount of information. So I can see that there's a
benefit. I suppose some people
there,
just go for minimalist stuff on their business cards as well.
Yeah.
Like, just might have name and phone number,
yeah,
and that's it.
And I've tried to do that with the digital ones as well, that
it
is a digital representation of the paper one.
Yeah.
So it's not too cluttered. And the ones that I've seen that are doing a similar thing that are out there, they're very cluttered.
They almost become like home pages
or
resumes,
precisely,
don't they?
And you don't need, because everyone's got their own profile already, so you don't need that again on a tiny little screen.
But
obviously, anyone who is in this field trying to do this, they've got their choice of doing it however they want. But for me personally, I just think, don't say that paper cards are going to be gone, because they've been around for so long, they do work, people are used to them. Again, try and go with it as opposed to trying to
take them. They're good for business card draws and networking events.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
Yeah,
and I always miss out on those. So
exactly.
I've got nothing to put in, and then it comes to the drawer.
We'll write on one of mine.
Yeah, fair enough.
I'll go halves with you.
Go halves with
So with the marketing, what sort of marketing? You attend our Beach Business Breakfast, which is good.
And that's been really good, actually.
Yeah.
Like, good vibe, good people.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I've been developing the product for almost a year now.
Yeah.
And it's got to a point where I'm confident with it. All the clients that I've done them for are happy.
Yep.
So it feels like, okay, now I've really got to try and give this a push to see if it takes off. And if it doesn't, fair enough. But it feels like with the right push and a bit of hard work, it will do pretty good.
Yeah.
And then it is a case of networking.
Yeah.
And the breakfasts here are really good.
Mm.
They're really good. The vibe for me is spot on.
Yeah.
And people are here because they want to meet other people.
Yeah, and help other people.
Or they want to say what they're doing. And that's a good combination, because it's not just about what you're doing. It's finding out about what other people do, and it's also a community-driven project, as it were. So that's
the thing, like, it raises money for Surf Club.
Yeah.
Some of the people have now become sponsors, like Jeremy, myself, Richard. So it's good. That's what we want to do, is try and help people grow their business, and then they might sort of go, oh, this is a good thing to be part of, which is good. So final question, what's the best bit of business advice you've ever been given?
Best bit of business. Okay, I wasn't given it directly myself,
but
there is a television show that plays out in the UK called Dragon's Den, which over here is called Shark Tank.
Yep.
Basically the same format, I don't know, it's the same company.
Yeah.
And one of the entrepreneurs on there basically said to someone, if you want to start a new business, there's no right time, just do it. You know, there's no point waiting and waiting. Oh, it might be great in January, December, July, who knows? They were just like, look, if you've got a business idea and you want to do it, just do it.
Start now.
Start now.
Yes. Don't waste 6 months working on the logo and the business card.
Precisely, just get in there and see what happens.
Or get your digital card.
try and get a few customers and see if you can make a go.
Yeah, and see if you enjoy it as well. And I just thought, even though that wasn't to me direct, I thought that was great general advice for anybody. Because it's true, just get in there, give it a go, and then if it does start to take over, then you can think about expanding, and that's essentially what I've done.
Yeah.
So start lean, see if you get any traction, and if you do, okay, now's the time to maybe put a bit of money in or try and network it and then work on sales and that kind of thing, if the idea is sound and the product's good quality.
I was reading something that talked about some of the best marketing campaigns of all time, and the one they kept coming up with was Nike's.
Oh yeah.
Like Nike's Just Do It. Yeah. Similar to that thing, just do it. Just start.
Yeah.
And you know, a lot of the time you've got to work it out as you go.
Yes.
Because you know, there's no, you can, you know, talk to lots of people and get their advice.
Yeah.
And take the best bits of everything you can get. But yeah, just start.
And then enjoy the journey. Yes. Yeah. It sounds corny, but that's true as well. You've got to enjoy it.
Have a bit of fun.
Have a bit of fun, yeah. Mm. So do you stop by this?
Yeah. No, that's great. Well, thanks for coming in.
No worries.
That's great. Thanks for coming in so early.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. 6:30 start.
Yeah.
But it's a beautiful day. The water's cold, but that's all right. It'd be better when your wedding's on here. I promise that. So hopefully. So yeah, thanks Paul.
Thank
and have a great
much.
Day.
Awesome.
Thanks
Thank you.
Again, Jess.
Thanks.
And so just a reminder, Beach Business Breakfast, third Thursday of every month, usually, but this month it's...
Except for occasional days where it needs to be moved.
Yeah, it needs to be moved, but it's on a Thursday, beachbusinessbreakfast.com.au, website developed by JezWeb, consistently voted the world's best web company. So enjoy the rest of your day and we'll see you all soon.